Give me justice, O God, and plead my cause against a nation that is faithless. From the deceitful and cunning, rescue me. For you, O God, are my strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. We continue to celebrate Mass in the most unique of circumstances. This is our second week without the public celebration of the Mass. Thank you so much for joining us as this kind of virtual community, united in prayer, connected to Jesus through the Mass. Prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries today. Let us call to mind our sins. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them. O my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus so you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. For with the Lord is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, this illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him. But Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Martha said, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how we loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He's been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Growing up on a farm, I have fond memories early on Sunday morning, getting up extra early to make sure that we had all the chores done. And it always seemed like, no matter what, we were always running a little bit late. It was always chaos to get done from the chores, and then we kind of run home in waves, run home from the farm back to our house as a way of kind of quick change, take a shower, get your church clothes on, and let's go. And it seemed like every Sunday kind of played itself out in its own way. Mass would start at 8, it would be about 7:55. And I won't say who, but there would be three of us that were in the van, ready to go, and there would be two of us that were always kind of running late. And the other three would be saying, "Where are they? Let's go, let's go, let's go." And the other two would still kind of always be a little bit running late. And maybe in our own lives we have these different situations where there's the person in our family or in our groups of friends that you know that if you schedule a dinner with them or you're going to call them or something and you say, "We're going to call at 5, you know not to even think about getting there until 5:15 because they're always running late. They're always running late. And isn't that something how so often life works? Some people will even say, "I'm going to be running late to my funeral. That's just how I am. It's how God made me. I'm always running late." And so we kind of have learned to appreciate those people and to love them. But then it's different when it's certain points in our life where it seems like God is running late. It seems like there's a time that there's a petition that we're bringing before God. There's something that we're praying about, and it seems like God is not hearing our prayer. It feels like God is running late. It feels like God is running late. And in some sense, in this gospel, that's exactly the tension that we have. Martha and Mary sent word to Jesus that their brother was ill, and what does the gospel say? That Jesus waited 2 days more to set out. He didn't get to Lazarus until 4 days after he had died. And what does Martha say, those gut-wrenching words? "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And so often in different ways of life, we pray that same prayer. "Lord, if you were here, where were you, Jesus? Why were you running late? Why were you running late?" And of course, we know that the mystery of God is so much deeper. The mystery of God is so much deeper. It's interesting because nowadays, we get used to kind of things on demand. It's interesting because as you watch this Mass, hopefully it was impossible for you to be late because you can watch it from the comfort of your home. It's impossible to be late. And isn't that how life is? Everything is on demand. You don't have to be in front of the TV at a certain time to watch the show or you miss it. You can pull it up whenever you want. Everything is on demand. Everything is on demand. And so often, isn't that how we carry over to God? "God, on demand, answer this prayer for me." We can think the same thing if we're kids and we're thinking about our parents and we're saying, "Okay, why can't I get that dessert now? Why can't I play with my tablet now? I want to watch TV now. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do." And so often we can get caught into that trap of everything being on demand. It's interesting because Jesus then goes a step further. Because Jesus, if he would have healed the man's illness, we would have missed the deeper reality. We would have missed the deeper reality that Jesus wanted to show us that he can bring a man back even from the dead. God's glory was so much greater, but in order to recognize the full greatness of what he was doing, we had to wait. We had to be patient. And isn't that difficult? Isn't it difficult when we turn on the news and we download different information online and we hear of the suffering going around the world, we hear of the suffering within our hospitals and within our different cities. We say, Lord, now. We say, now, Lord. And in the midst of it, Jesus speaks these encouraging words that even death is not the end for him. Even death does not scare him, that there is a deeper reality, that Jesus is always working in a deeper way. God wants our hearts. And in the midst of this moment where we continue to pray and we continue to lift up our prayers before the Lord and we continue to trust in Jesus, it's a process of conversion. It's a process of conversion. We think of Jesus' words. He looked to Martha after saying, I am the resurrection of life. And then he looked to her and he said, do you believe this? Do you believe this? And Jesus asks those same words to us. Do you believe this? So we pray, yes, Jesus, I trust in you. I trust that your glory is greater than what I could ever imagine. I invite you to join with me in praying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Placing our trust in Jesus Christ, we present our prayers of petition. We pray for the church throughout the world. We ask God's blessing upon Pope Francis and Archbishop Listecki, Bishop Haynes, and Bishop Sherman. We pray for an outpouring of grace. We pray for the whole church to be converted, to give our hearts more fully to the love of Jesus. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for an outpouring of God's healing grace. We pray for faith and hope to wait as we wait for a cure and we wait for healing. We pray for those most in need of healing from the coronavirus and other illnesses. We pray for all those who care for the sick, for doctors and nurses, for CNAs, for all those working hard to make medical supplies to assist those in need of healing. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the leaders of the world, for our nation, our state, and our community, that they may be given the right wisdom and judgment in leading us. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all families. We ask God's blessing upon all marriages. We especially pray for situations where families are struggling financially. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for all kids as they continue virtual learning and online school. We ask that God would bless this time of learning. God would bless this time of being together with family. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for those in our parishes who have died this past week, for Mickey Stewart, for all the faithful departed. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for the intention of this Mass, for our Sheboygan North Catholic parishes. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the intentions that we bring to the Lord in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. God, our Father, hear these our prayers. Give us the faith and the patience to wait in confident trust. Hear these our prayers and grant them according to your will. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness you have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, friends, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Hear us, Almighty God, and having instilled in your servants the teachings of the Christian faith, graciously purify them by the working of this sacrifice. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as true man he wept for Lazarus his friend, and as Eternal God raised him from the tomb. Just as taking pity on the human race, he leads us by sacred mysteries to new life. Through him the hosts of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Jerome, James, and Jeffrey, our bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. So at our Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. We offer each other a sign of Christ's peace, special peace to those watching via social media, and extend the sign of peace to those around you. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. This time I invite you to join me in receiving communion as we make a spiritual communion. Since we cannot receive Jesus sacramentally, we ask him to come into our hearts, into our bodies, into our families, spiritually. We welcome him as if he was already there. Jesus, we just ask that this separation from you, receiving you sacramentally, would be a time of our hearts longing, yearning to receive you, yearning for the time we're able to celebrate Mass together. We ask you, Jesus, that you would just give us a deep desire and longing and yearning to receive you. We thank you for blessing us spiritually. We ask your blessing and your protection over our cities, over our country, over our world. We ask that you would protect us from this virus. We ask you, Jesus, that through your precious blood and the intercession of our dear blessed Mother Mary, you would glorify your name as you bring healing and conversion through this. Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that we may always be counted among the members of Christ, in whose body and blood we have communion, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to stay tuned to our website, SheboyganNorthCatholicParishes.org, where we put kind of up-to-date information on what's happening in the parishes with the virus. We have a little bit of a bulletin that also has some of the key points. If you click on it, you can see what's happening. A big kind of emphasis right now is the food pantry that we have on Thursdays. And we've been reaching out to those over the age of 75 to check if there's any needs that you have and delivering food when necessary. And we've had beautiful conversations and beautiful, beautiful prayer intentions. I know some of you have gotten calls and you might have not got the message, but feel free to call the parish back. There's also online bidding for the main event that was canceled. It's a great way to support the school. You also might have heard that the Archbishop Listecki earlier this week announced that at this point, the public celebration of Mass is really suspended indefinitely, at least through Easter. So we continue this virtual community. We continue praying together. And please check out SheboyganNorthCatholicParishes.org or our Facebook page to stay up to date on the spiritual ways of being in communion. I miss you. I love you. It will be great to get back to the pews being filled. Thank you for praying in this way. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go and announce the gospel. Thanks be to God.